USA. The greatest entertainers in America as requested by you, the men and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. This is Don Wilson bringing you the 186th edition of Command Performance. And I might add, one of our most unusual, for the cast of tonight's show is made up entirely of the weaker sex, just men. And here to head our all-male command performance is that sturdy baritone star of pictures in the concert stage, the vice president in charge of shortening bread, Nelson Eddy!
I hear way down in my soul, reaching my ears, crashing with joy. Hail a new day, welcome a bright sky. Humbly I pray, happy am I. Drums in my heart, striking a new chord. Drums in my heart, thank the Lord. Bells are pealing, hearts beat madly, earth full ceiling. Humbly I pray, happy am I. Drums in my heart, striking a new chord. Drums in my heart, thank the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Say, Don, who started this idea of an all-male command performance?
Well, we got a letter, Nelson, from 3GI stationed in the South Pacific. They say that all they've heard on their little island for the past 3 years is women, women, women.
Well, what's the matter? Don't they like women?
Well, they don't know. They haven't tried them.
Well, Don, we're glad to comply with their request. Because having a glamorous movie star on command performance every week sometimes leads to trouble, especially when a man is a little lonely.
Well, Nelson, I don't see how a mental picture of, say, Lana Turner at our microphone can lead to trouble.
Well, mental picture's all right, but you know those CBs, give them a blueprint and they try to fill it in.
Well, Nelson, tell the boys not to worry about Lana Turner. She's still fighting the Battle of Turin Bay.
Yeah. Well, personally, Don, I like the idea of an all-male show. Really, I do. A fella can relax and be himself when he knows there are no women around.
You said it. Come to think of it, you know, women are a nuisance.
Oh, sure. Men can get along without women anytime.
Why, certainly. Who needs them?
Not me.
Me either.
Well, that ought to prove we're too old for the Army.
Well, now, let's get started with our show, Nelson. Who's our first male guest?
Well, the first gentleman we're going to meet...
Oh,
isn't
Mr. Eddy!
Quiet, get away!
Hello, why, Miss Vig, don't you know this is an all-male command performance? We have only men on the show tonight. Now, what do you want here?
Doesn't have a very high IQ, does he?
Really, Miss Vega, I'm surprised at you. Why are you always around where men congregate? Well, you'll get a reputation for being man crazy.
Oh, but that's not true. Most of the time you'll find me right in my home.
Oh, where do you live?
The YMCA.
I thought so. Look, what is there about men that fascinates you so?
Well, to tell you the truth, Miss Eddie, I don't get to see a man very often.
Oh, don't you?
No, you see, I work for Bob Hope.
but I've heard that Bob Hope is quite a lover. Why, when a girl kisses him, it's murder.
With that nose of his, it's Harry Carey.
Miss Begg, I'm sorry. Well, we have a show to do tonight, and I must ask you not to annoy any of our performers.
Oh, well, no, I won't annoy them, but I'm not leaving here empty-handed either. Tell me, who's on this show tonight?
Well, I'm on it. Don Wilson.
You and Don Wilson? Who says you get no shortening bread with one meatball?
Now, that'll be enough from you, Miss Begg. You go and sit in a corner while I introduce our next guest.
Sit in a corner, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, if anybody wants me, I'll be sitting with the band.
With the band?
Yes, in the brass section. I want to find out if it's true what they say about those trumpet players.
Well, gang, it's a pleasure to introduce now a star who ranks high on your list of favorites. One of the top radio and recording personalities, Perry Como.
I love you.
foundation.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Wilson.
I'm not Don Wilson. I'm Miss Vera Vague. Miss Vague. Miss!
You certainly do.
Oh, you dear boy. Bless your little heart and your big, strong body. Perry, seriously, I want you to know that when you sang just now, you made goose pimples run up and down my spine.
Up and down your spine?
Yes, I didn't mind them going up, but oh, brother, that return trip.
Miss Vague, I've got a big evening ahead, so I'm afraid I'd better run along.
Oh, don't go, Perry. Don't go. You're so young and so boyish. You bring out the mother in me.
Well, couldn't you put your mother back and bring out something younger?
If I had something younger, I'd have brought it out a long time ago. Tell me, Perry, would you mind telling me... are you doing after the program?
Well, first I have to go home and run over a new arrangement.
Oh, really? Anyone I know?
Miss Vague, I'm talking about a song.
Well, if that's all, why not go for a little spin with me in the moonlight? We could drive into Griffith Park. It's beautiful there at 1 a.m.
Oh, wouldn't you be afraid to be out there with me alone?
Alone? Have you ever seen Griffith Park at 1 a.m.?
No, Vera, I haven't.
You haven't? Well, you should, Perry. It's very educational. That's where the birds and bees take their young ones aside and show them the people.
Just a minute, Miss Fake. Didn't I warn you that the men on this program are off limits?
Off limits?
Yes, and in the Army, that means a prison term.
You mean if I put my arms around Perry like this, I'm off limits?
Yes.
And if I squeeze him like this, I'm off limits?
Yes.
And if I kiss him like this, I'm off limits?
Yes.
Call out the MPs. I want 20 years of this.
Perry, while Miss Vague is serving her sentence, how about another song, huh?
Coming right at you, Nelson.
I'm going to love that gal like she's never been loved before. I'm going to show that gal she's the baby that I adore. When she's in my arms again, our dreams will all come true. Then the years between might never have been. We'll start our lives anew. I'm gonna kiss that gal like she's never been kissed before. And though I miss that gal, she's the baby I'm waiting for. We'll never part again. She'll hold my heart again forever and evermore. I'm gonna love that gal like never been loved before. We'll never part again, still hold my heart again, forever and evermore. I'm gonna love that gal like never been loved before.
Well, now, gang, we have another special treat on Command Performance. Your letters keep mentioning the name of this talented young man, one of the greatest pianists of our time, Carmen Cavallaro. our little show, Carmen.
Yes, indeed. You certainly are welcome. I'm Miss Vague.
How do you do?
How do you do? Carmen, I can just tell that we have a lot in common.
Why, what do you mean, Miss Vague?
Well, you're so Latin, and I'm so anxious. You know, I love a man who plays the piano, and you're an accomplished artist.
Well, thank you very much. I've been playing since I was 12.
Oh, isn't that a coincidence? I've been playing since I was 12, too.
Piano?
No, no, just playing. Carmen, I have a wonderful idea. After the show, why don't you come up to my apartment?
Do you have a piano there?
Oh, of course, of course. I can just picture it now. Me at the keyboard, starting Beethoven 4th, and you in the kitchen, killing a fifth.
I'm sorry, Miss Vague. You know, it's nice of you to ask me, but I'm only interested in girls who have some talent for music.
Oh, but I have great talent for music. I'll never forget the time I made my debut on the concert stage in Richmond, Virginia.
You made your debut in Richmond, Virginia?
Yes, I did, but nobody showed up.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody was making a big speech at Gettysburg that... Oh!
Now, Miss Vague, you can talk to Carmen later, but right now we want him at the piano. Thank you very much. Well, gang, any introduction for our next guest, the eminent Mr. Robert Benchley, would be strictly a waste of time. You've all seen his fine series of short subjects on how to do this and how to do that. And tonight we've asked him down here to give us one of his learned dissertations. Men, once more, meet Bob Benchley.
Thank you. Good evening, all you soldiers, sailors, Marines, and especially that little service woman from Pittsburgh. Don't worry, Sugar Plum. I'll send you back your good conduct medal by return mail. And now for the subject of tonight's discussion. Our talk this evening concerns women. What to do with them during the post-war period. Or how to load an M1. You've probably noticed that the human race is divided into two sexes, the male sex and the female sex, which you'll have to admit makes things pretty sexy. It also brings us back to the M1. Well, that's enough of the M1. Let's get back to women. There are, generally speaking, three types of women. Good, fair, and you'll be sorry. We will first examine type A, the good woman. From a respectful distance, of course. Now, what causes a woman to be a good woman? I can definitely state that it's not me. Well, so much for Whistler's mother. We now come to type B, the fairish or mediocre type, with which so many of us are stuck. The most distinguished feature of this type is the mouth. This is a large, moist opening near the nose, which is always in a state of eruption. A typical conversation between two women of this group consists of one saying, yada da yada 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 yada, to which the other usually replies, well, I don't know why you married him in the first place. Type B does have its compensations, of course. She'll go out on dates with you. She'll take a drink with you. She might even go up to your apartment to see your etchings. And it is right at this point that the fairish or mediocre type becomes the good woman. Well, now, so far we have two out and no one's got to first base. We now come to the type C women, who are absolutely revolting. Type C can be subdivided into three sections, which personally I think is a good idea. Section one of type C is made up solely of fat babes. This type, for reasons best known to themselves, love to jump on your lap. The best that can come from this is a very bad sacroiliac. Section two of type C is the skinny or female Sinatra type. When this type puts on a sweater, you can't help but say, oh boy, simply because she looks so much like one. And now we take up...
Oh, Mr. Bentley!
Well, if it isn't section three of type C. What can I do for you, young lady, that I'm quite sure I'd rather not?
Well, I've heard your lecture on women, Mr. Bentley, and I'm simply agog. Where did you ever learn so much about them?
Oh, I've been studying them since a babe in arms.
Really?
Yeah, and you should have seen the babe whose arms I was in, too.
Well, Mr. Bentley, don't you think you're ready now for, shall we say, the more mature type, like me, for instance?
Oh, come now, Miss Vague, you can't be as old as that.
As old as what?
As old as you are.
Oh, bless your big, fat mustache. You're silly to say. and me, Mr. Bentley, you might be able to pick up a few pointers.
Really?
Yes, I've just finished Forever Amber.
Forever Amber, isn't that a book?
Yes, the soldier's manual for the second balcony. You see, Mr. Bentley, you just talk about love. I really live it. I keep telling myself. Mr. Bentley, let me show you. Now, take me in your arms. Now, that's it. That's it. Now, hold me close. That's right. Tilt my head back. Now look into my face. Are you looking into my face?
Yes.
Now do you know what to do?
Yes, I'm going home and load my M1.
Well, thanks very much, Bob and Vera. And now to answer a couple of requests from over yonder, especially from Sergeant Harold Avery, APO 758, Sergeant Leon Zabenko at APO 920, and the men and officers on the destroyers, the USS Sperry, Spemble, and English, here's a chorus or two of Beyond the Blue Horizon.
Blow, whistle, blow away, blow. Darkness into dawn, from rain into the rainbow, fly with me. Gone, gone, all my grief and woe, what matter where I go if I am free? Beyond the blue horizon waits a beautiful day. Goodbye to things that bore me. Joy is waiting for me. I see a new horizon. My life has only begun. Beyond the blue horizon lies a shining sun.
Cap on another command performance, gang. Until next week, this is Nelson Eddy speaking for all of us here and saying so long. Radio service.